And now, Hard Facts. Hard Facts with Dion.
Hello, welcome back. As the Hard Facts 92.3 Nigeria Info and Herring Put Hackard, I'm Dio. 8 minutes come past 4 p.m. Conversation continues. Many thanks for staying tuned. And the matter we'll discuss it next. So, came across some very important information recently. I don't know if you've ever heard about the FCCPC. Well, if you haven't, you hear about them today, no doubt. Formerly the CPC, that's the Consumer Protection Council, now the Federal Competition and Consumer Protection Commission. Once again, if you haven't heard about them before, you'll find out what they're into. But the FCCPC is hosting an electricity consumer complaint resolution platform in Port Harcourt. What exactly does that mean as well for consumers of electricity? And how, if they have concerns regarding, you know, maybe service delivery or any other thing related to the power sector, how can the FCCPC wade in into this matter? And there are many persons who I've heard from in the past who don't even believe they can get any kind of justice if they feel that their rights have been violated by possibly a DISCO anywhere in the country, as they perceive these organizations to be too big or too large to be confronted. But is there a way out? These and other related matters we're discussing in this hour. Of course, joining me in the studio, the Zonal Coordinator, South-South, so the FCCPC, Mr. Johnson Osi. Johnson Osi, good evening to you. Welcome to Hard Facts.
Thank you, Dan.
Great. So let's talk about, let's start with the FCCPC first. Yeah. What is the FCCPC and what do you do over there?
FCCPC stands for the Federal Competition and Consumer Protection Commission. Like you pointed out, John, like when it was just the Consumer Protection Council, where we basically protect the consumers of goods and services. Now the competition aspect has come in, which has to do with ensuring that there is fair trading operations, fair business transactions. For instance, before where you have merger, people go through the back door, manipulated in Nigeria way, and at the end of the day, somebody cheated and all that. Now, you can't do anything like that. You will be heavily fined. So we ensure that there is a fair competition where everybody is, you know, you create level playing ground where people will compete, not somebody cheating another, or, you know, some other person being protected and others operating like that. Now, it must be fair in doing carrying out your business operations. Then what we do is that why we do that, to ensure that there is this fair competition among business organizations. We also protect consumers of the goods and services they provide, they produce and provide. Because if you leave power play between the consumer, the producer and the consumer, they will always cheat the consumer. And because the power play, we know that the consumer is weaker, we always come on the part of the consumer to ensure that any transaction is fair. And where it's unfair, then we'll clamp down on the producer or the service provider.
So, for example, in what circumstance or scenario would a consumer require the service or the help of the FCCPC?
Yeah, if you purchase anything, any product or any service, and at the end of the day, you discover that the quality for what you paid is not what you are getting, or you discover that you actually outrightly cheated, you can approach back the service provider or the producer that, look, I think I'm cheated. Look at what I'm seeing on ground. Look at what I asked for. This is what I discovered. And all that, this quality is not what I paid for. This service is not the quality that is given by sister organizations and all that. That if the person refuses to budge, maybe replace the service or the product or the fund, then you approach us with all these complaints in writing, in duplicates, two duplicates. When you do that, we will write the service producer or the organization, the product producer, and attach your complaint. We will invite him to come, and we will also ask him to put his own in writing to respond to the complaint of the consumer in writing. We'll look at it, then we'll invite two of you, and we'll carry out what we call mediation, just like the program we are doing today. We are trying to resolve outstanding, crucial electricity issues. where consumers are maybe feel cheated in one form or the other. So we want to streamline things and find out if consumer is actually cheated, then we reverse the we cancel the bill or we ensure that he's credited.
Oh, we'll come to the event of today, and today. I think it's lasting for a few days. We'll come to that in a moment.
Yes.
But on the matter of protecting the rights of consumers,
yes.
I do imagine that there could be a few skeptics out there who are listening right now,
yeah.
and are saying, okay, well, it all sounds wonderful, it sounds nice, and maybe that's what's on paper, that's what the FCCPC was set up to accomplish. But do you actually do this? Have you succeeded in protecting the rights of consumers, and even gotten redress for them in case is where the rights of us consumers have been violated?
Yes, so many of them. Even in this station, I know there is somebody here that purchased something from one of the supermarkets. I wouldn't mention the name.
I'm the person.
Okay, so thank God. I didn't want to mention it. And you know, you purchased that, and after some months, you discovered that the quality for which you paid for is not what you are seeing. You went back to them. They refused to refund you. You approached us. We went and they refunded you. Or replace the product. That is what we do. So there are so many electronics, like television, I can't count. You go to the office, we show you the records. Well, I can't count. Where a station where you buy a television, they tell you that they will give you a warranty of 3 years. And after 2 weeks, 1 month, 3 months, or 1 year, the television is packed. And they take it to the technical people and discover that it's not from you. It's a factory fault. Of course, we'll swing into action. If you send it back to them, they refuse and you approach us in writing. We will invite the company and ensure that they replace it, repair it, or refund you. That's what we do. The immediate, the past Vice Chancellor of University of Portlagos, I can say that one without, missing words. He purchased a vehicle of, that ran into millions and all that. At the end of the day, he discovered that the AC component is not functioning. He approached the company to see what I'm seeing. I can't spend this kind of money and he expect me to drive this kind of car. They refused to do anything. He approached us and we invited the company. We told him, you can't do this in Europe and America. Please replace this. In fact, import it from Europe and replace it. And they did exactly that. Within 2-3 months, they flew it down and installed it back. And the car, the AC system started walking the way out and he took his car. So a lot. Is it money? There was a case, so many cases, but there are this case where somebody paid a school fees for the brother abroad, about 3,000 euros. And the bank said they have transferred the money. The brother started suffering because he couldn't get the money and the man had to solve money for another one and, sent to the brother. When the bank, they were being funny, he approached us. We recovered it and gave to him. There's a man just, was it last year that bought a computer for us? How? The man was shocked. He was owed some money through transactions and all that. We discovered that the transaction was unfair. At the end of the day, he approached us when he had a battle from people. We recovered the money for him and he went ahead and bought a computer, which was sent straight to the headquarters. So many things. With the phones, we resolved so many on phone. That is one, some that I've known of, some sellers, some maybe distributors. They buy phone and discover that after a few days packed, which is not in consonance with the warranty given to you and all that. He approach us, we recover it. And then they replace it, repair it. When we talk about repair use, if you tell us that there is a particular part of it that is not good, we'll tell you, okay, bring from your shelf the new one imported from America or Europe, or China, as the case may be, and put it back. When you put it, still a new one, a function, we allow that. Where you cannot do it, and the fault is not that of consumer, you must either refund, repair, or replace that product. We have done a lot of that. Anybody that does this can approach our office at number 16 Hastrop Street, Alabama Ras Link Road. We will open our notes and give you, even checks recover for people. We'll show you, because they have used their money, so you can't go and kidnap them because the money is gone. We'll be able to show you proof. Recently, somebody imported, paid for some theater lights from China through, a distributor, a business lady, and the lady was being, there was misunderstanding somewhere along the line. He approached us. I don't know, for about 1 million or there. We just recovered it. That was last month. The theater lights are now in Port Harcourt installed in the person's clinic, you know. So when it happens that way, we look at it. If you are a first offender, or ignorantly is done, we look at it, we may leave you. Like this, that ordinarily was supposed to now find the business person, the person who imported this, who delayed. But because he didn't do it intentionally, we have allowed to go when the good came, you know, was received. We allowed to go. We didn't find the person. But when you see that he fraudulently carried it out, we want to find where he should go to court. And now, you know, we have a tribunal. You know, the same act that established us, that made us a commission, also established a tribunal. You know, it's not like industrial court where, you know, labor cases are treated. So the same thing, only consumer and competition issues will be treated in this court. So that it will be fast. Cases will be consumers.
Is this tribunal here in Port Harcourt?
Not really. No, they are just coming up too. They are really waiting for takeoff grant and all that. But then you can still approach them and something will be done.
Well, let's talk about the current initiative of the FCCPC, which is you're hosting an electricity consumer complaint resolution platform in Port Harcourt. What's that?
Yeah, what we are doing now is on, just left there at the garrison, St. Paul's Cathedral, the women's hall there. What we are doing is gathering a standing or attending to serious standing electricity issues, you know, hinging on the consumers. Maybe we were unable to resolve it with the service provider, the PHED and BEDEC, that's Benin Electricity Contribution Distribution Company. Now, the consumers have come with their cases and we have started attending to them, that is resolving them by looking at the history. Why is this person overbilled? Why the estimated bill? Why is it outrageous? You are accusing the person is bypassed. How can you prove it that they are actually bypassed? So we'll go into all these things and check. If it is not true, then whatever you have billed the consumer wrongly, we'll reverse it. For instance, sometimes you apply as a consumer. It has happened to me and many others. You apply that you are traveling. They should disconnect you. And PHED actually comes and disconnects you officially. You traveled. And only to come back after 3-4 months, they have billed you for the same form, 3-4 months you apply for, that they should cut you off and officially cut you off. When we look at such things, confirm the letter is there, at least in writing, so council will zero it. Then if you overbill too, you know, the electricity supplied, there is a certain amount ordinarily that you should pay for it. And we discover that when something is supposed to pay 5-10,000 naira and they are charging 100,000 naira, we look at the history, look at the electricity supplied and the band that belongs to the ABC and all that. From the history, we will know whether they actually cheated, whether the consumer is cheated or not. If we discover the consumer is cheated, then we reverse it. Or now we ask them to credit your account on the amount you overpaid. That's what we do. And if we discover today the consumer actually cheated by passing another, there's an offense. Of course, it's a criminal offense. You will be fined for, you know, carrying out such an act. But most times, you find out that consumers are cheated because, like I said, the power play between the distributors, the producers, and the service providers, you know, the consumer is a weaker, is on the weaker side, and we come in to protect the consumer and ensure that the right thing is done.
Now, distribution companies, there are several of them across the country. For our part of the country, it's the PHED.
Yes.
So do you just have consumers who possibly feel their rights have been violated some way at this event, or do you have the distribution companies and other government agencies present at this mediation parlay?
Yeah, we attend to all consumers. There are levels of consumers. You have private individuals, you have organizations as consumers, you have even government agencies. So they all come with their problems. We look at it. And, you know, we cover South-South zone. PHED covers Calabar, Akwa Ibom, River State, and Bayelsa. While BEDEC, Benin Electricity Distribution Company, covers Delta, Edo, and Ekiti. So we also cover all these areas. So we have a printout. We looked at all these cases. We have records. People that complained, we, you know, tabulated them and gave to PHED. We have our own. We also gave to even NEMSA. Because sometimes we have meter issues. Somebody will say, oh, my meter is good, but they don't read it. They only give me estimated billings and all the rest. So that's where NEMSA comes in to check whether the meter is actually good or not. If the integrity of the meter is good, and we see that they just want to be funny, to give estimated bill where you be 20,000 naira. Maybe ordinarily what you would have consumed is 5,000 naira. We look at this NEMSA, we work with them, examine it and say, no, this meter is good. Then that, the last bill, we use the last bill paid, the last correct accepted bill by the parties, and do the history to calculate, then we remove those excesses. And then the consumer will be refunded of those excess credited, it will be credited to his or her account.
Now, is PHED and BEDEC, are they responding to these complaints?
Yes, yes. Even they have, some of their managers were there when I left to this studio. They are still resolving cases. And the consumers are quite happy. We see a lot of them smiling while going out.
Mm. Now, how long, where is this taking place? How long is it taking place for?
It will last between today, 27th of September, to 30th, Thursday, and will start every day, 8 to 4:30 in the evening for these 4 days.
Now, are you just dealing with complaints that have come in before now, or are you accepting fresh complaints?
No, even the one that you bring this evening or tomorrow morning, we will treat it.
Mm. Now, is this overlapping functions? I mean, because you have the NERC, the Nigerian Electricity Regulatory Commission, and if you check their website, they also have a process for addressing complaints regarding if consumers are not happy or satisfied with matters related to estimated billing or overbilling and the rest of it. There is a process listed that you have the Discourse Consumer Complaints Unit. Then there's a step two. If that doesn't work, you have a NEC Consumer Forum. Mm. And if that doesn't work, you have a step three where you go to NEC directly.
Yes.
And I'm aware, I know one or two persons who have followed this process, and they also have their matters redressed by NEC eventually.
Mm.
So is FCCPC doing the same thing that NEC is supposed to be doing? Are these functions overlapping somewhat?
Yeah, there may be some overlapping. You're correct saying that are we doing the same thing or this? Sometimes the functions overlap, but we are the apex consumer protection agency. FCCPC is the apex consumer protection agency. Our act is only second to the Constitution of Nigeria. That is, our act overrides all our sister agencies. How do I mean? If there is any clash, our own stands supreme. Now, actually, what we do is, NEC is the sector regulatory agency of electricity, you know, electricity in Nigeria. Now, if you have a case and they handle it, because organization has set up Consumer Protection Units. When that unit cannot handle it, if NEC cannot handle it, or if you cheated there, okay, NEC must have connived with a PHED, any of the discos, and you're not satisfied, you run to us. Because we are now like an independent body who look at it the way it ought to be and give our judgment. So our own judgment supersedes, if I may use that one, that's giving, just like going to a higher court from a lower court, our own decision supersedes, stands above that one. So that's what happens. And why are we Apex Consumer Protection Agency? I think it's an intelligent arrangement by government. It happens in some other states like America, some other nations like America too. Because we cannot seize drugs without having to take permission from NAFDAC. Once we discover that NAFDAC number is not there and is fake, we can now seize a television when we discover that it's fake. We can seize any alcohol if we discover that it's fake and all that. Some cannot go and seize, maybe begin to regulate food like NAFDAC and all that. But our own is that, see, these are our sister agencies. Once these products are seeping into the market, or the product enters into the market, and the consumer buys and sees that it's fake, we come in. But these other people regulate the standard to make sure that what is coming into the nation, what is coming into our market, what is coming into the country through the borders is original, is standard and all that. But when he enters market, they may not be there to monitor what is going on in the market. And you know that people always beat protocol. We'll say smuggling of one way or the other, smuggle things into the market. So when we go, we'll catch such people and we'll prosecute them.
So if I have a problem or a challenge with PHED, for example, what do you recommend? Did I go through the NEC prescribed process of resolving it, or do I go straight to the FCCPC?
I'll advise you, you go to NEC. The reason being that they can still resolve it. Minor issues, they can resolve it. But if you are not satisfied, if you feel cheated, then you come to us. You know, I've talked about power play here. You know, sometimes those consumer protection units in all these organizations may be afraid. And our guys set us up now. So let us at least a little to the left, a little to the right. But when you come to consumer protection, we're not looking at your face. We don't know. What we just know is justice. This is you are telling us, based on the facts before us and based on our investigations, we'll give our verdict. So that's what we do. But we are apex because we can walk in any of these units, seize anything, and, you know, prosecute. Or jointly with our sister agents.
It is Hard Factor 91.3 Nigeria in Fernhill, Herringbourg, Harcourt. If you just joining you, welcome once again. Johnson Ursi is the South-South Zonal Coordinator of the FCCPC. We're discussing the FCCPC hosting an electricity consumer complaints resolution platform here in Port Harcourt. We're going on a commercial break right now. When we return, you're welcome to join in via the Asia platforms. Do please stay with us. Hard Factor returns in a moment.
To the world, we connect you to the vicinity. We are Nigeria Info.
Listen to me, I said this is a real situation and the government has to do something about it. What are you trying to insinuate? All these people looting Nigeria's money? You think
this is Nigeria Info in the heart of Nigeria. Info. 92.3. We are Nigeria Info.
And now, hard facts. With
Dio. Welcome back. I'm the Hard Factor 91.3 Nigeria Info here in Port Harcourt. I'm Dio. 23 to go before 5 o'clock. This question continues. The FCPC, that's the Federal Competition and Consumer Protection Commission, is hosting an electricity consumer complaints resolution platform in Port Harcourt. Of course, we'll be in the studio, the South-South Zonal Coordinator, Johnson Ursi. Hello, you're welcome once again.
Thank you.
And you're welcome to join the conversation right now with your comments, questions, if you will. The numbers are the same. Lines are officially open. Call 0817-93-0002 or 0817-93-0003 or 0817-93-0007. We are live on facebook.com/Nigeria Info PH. WhatsApp on 0809-030-6416. Please be brief and straight to your comment or complaint or question, as the case may be. We've got Emmanuel on the line for Burukiri. Emmanuel, you're welcome. Please go ahead.
Yeah, Dayo, good afternoon.
Well, straight to your comment or question, please. You're welcome.
Yeah, I just want to commend you for the work you are doing. Because the first day I got to know about these people was the day you commented about them on air and gave out their number. And could you believe that since I have known them, even though I never seen them one-on-one, a lot of problems had been solved. I remember when I buy a recharge card, and MTN refused to refund the card to me. As I called their customer line, and I told them that I'm going to report them to these people. Could you believe that my card was refunded back to me? Coupled with a lot of incidents in supermarket, milk and other things, by the time you go there and ask them that this thing is bad, they will refuse. But immediately mention that you will report them to these people, they will call you back. So what am I trying to contribute? Let them keep on their work, because the problem of Nigeria is sustainability. And they are just coming up now. Their work is good, but all of a sudden we will see that the team will be corrupt and they are no longer going to be willing to do it. But I pray that they will not fall in the categories of other parastatals. Thank you, sir.
Well, you're welcome.
Yeah.
It appears the fear of FCCPC is the beginning of wisdom.
I think so.
Right. And by the way, he said that if you're new. The FCCPC is not new, are you?
No, we're not new. We translated from Consumer Protection Council to Competition and Consumer Protection Commission. Mm. We are just promoted to higher REM, if I may use that word. It's just that, lack of funding to do enough advert, in local areas and in the media for people to know that we are there. So that's why many people don't know that we exist and they think we are just new, we have been there.
Mm. Well, we got a gift from Rumo Lumini. Gift, you welcome, go on.
Yeah, Dayo, I really like what you've been doing, Nigeria Info. You're waking us up, you're telling us that we have rights and we have mouth to talk. Now, the man in the studio there, I'll thank you. And I want to also give you an information. Like at Rumo Lumini, the way the NEPA people, the PhD people, behave, they will just bring over billing for you. When they bring, they will tell you it's must that you must do. Supposed to be bring bill. Sometimes they'll bring 20, but when you go to self-contained, the person just have only television and radio. How can you bill somebody 25?
So gifts. Why don't you take this? Why don't you take this complaint to the? The resolution platform of the FCCPC, maybe tomorrow.
Yes, that's what I'll do. I'll do that.
All right. Great to hear from you. Chukuma from Anna George, welcome. Please go on.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Dayo.
Hi, go ahead.
I just wanted to ask if FCCPC handle cases such as you're living in an apartment and the landlord has refused to fix some things that are bad, which is within its purview to do.
Okay. All right, Chukuma. And I believe there's a comment I came across here as well via WhatsApp. I don't know if I can find that right now, but someone also was asking via WhatsApp if the FCCPC can intervene in matters related to landlord-tenant issues.
Yes, we do. We have been doing that too. It's business transaction. So if somebody tells you that my three-bedroom apartment is 500,000 naira, maybe through an agent or directly or through an agent, and you pay. At the end of the day, it's not making the property available for you. And you go back, I want my money, begin to tell these stories. You can approach us, we'll recover that money. We have recovered so many too, and not just theorizing.
This is the comment via WhatsApp from Sadiq in Port Harcourt. Good evening. Please ask a guest if I can report issues like landlord and tenant issues to FCCPC in my yard. Our overhead tank is bad, that if you fix it today, it will spoil in months. The said landlord has refused to either fix or replace the tank. Can this type of case be reported to your office?
No. We may not be able to handle it that in depth. I think where we stop mainly is the transactional level. That first stage where you want to hire the property and you pay the particular amount of money and the property is not made available. Or within that period, these things you are complaining of, now they are not functioning. You have paid, and all these things are not functioning. They are not functioning. You can report to us, and we'll see into action. We'll tell the landlord to make those things function, or refund the money, or repair them. But when you have lived there for years, the possibility of you carelessly tampering with all those things are there too. And maybe when you tell the landlord to come and repair it, the landlord will be for dragging another. I don't think we will come into that at that point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, Stephen is gone. Dana from D-Line, you're welcome. Please go ahead.
Okay, Mr. Dayo. Good evening.
Hello, Dana. Go ahead, please.
Okay, I want to make a report based on what your guest is talking. When I bought this prepaid meter I was using. So the thing later developed port. So I went to Nepal. They came and gave me receipt and started giving me estimated. Then when I was recharging, every month I do recharge 5,000. So when they checked from their their customers using their computer, they saw I'm paying 5,000, I recharge 5,000. So they started giving me estimated. They told me that they would be giving me 15,000 since they want to connect it direct. I said that I'm using 5,000, which that is what I'm recharging, which they confirm it. They said this is direct now. I'm not using the meter again. They will be giving me up to 50. So when we finally back in, they start giving me 10,000 a month. And it was very tough for me to meet up. And when I met one of them, they said no. I went to one of the brands. They said no, they're supposed to give me what I was still paying. So that's why I said, okay, let me report the matter. If you have his number, maybe if it is something I can call them later, then I know what to do.
Yes, you can come to us because they are charging you for what you did not consume. That is stealing. They are stealing their money and will recover it. I can assure you, come tomorrow, Garrisons and Paul's will recover it. It will be credited to your account immediately. Mm. I can assure you.
Let's go back to WhatsApp right now. Good evening. I want to know if it's late to recover money from a service provider from a failed transaction that happened 2 years ago. UK from Botanka sent that.
It depends. We'll look at the case. And we can recover the money, yes.
All right. Okay, UK. Let's see. The ideal and fairly used items. I want to know if this policy affects used items, tested and non-tested items, paid and received by customers. Aboye Kinsley sent that.
Yeah, for used items, you know, if somebody tells you that this item is second-hand, is being used and all that, they find out that the warranty might not be there. So it's an area that is very difficult to handle. But that notwithstanding, we'll look at it critically. Now, you know, say he who goes to equity must go with clean hand. He will ensure too that he didn't tamper with it. You know, but if we discover that maybe the person trickishly just threw something to you because it's second hand that he cannot you cannot easily recover. Or, you know, meteors and we recover, you know, we'll look at it from the history. We know we can recover it too. We can recover it for you, your money back.
All right, Stephen Foropoko, you're welcome. Please go ahead.
All right. So, good afternoon, Dio. Please, I would like to ask a question concerning these bills given from NEPA, estimated bills.
Go ahead, Stephen.
Hello? Okay. In a situation where everybody is giving a uniform bill in a particular area without evaluating each house, and you're giving everybody an estimated bill of like 14,000 each month, depending, not regarding the kind of house or the appliance in the house, and you're telling each individual to pay 100% of that estimated bill. I'm trying to know if it's right or if it's legal to do such.
It is wrong, it is illegal, it is stealing, it is bad, and we can recover such excesses.
All right. Once again, if any concerns regarding power, PHED or such, you can simply go for the FCCPC's Electricity Consumer Complaints Resolution Platform in Port Harcourt. Mr. John Tenosi will give details of that again in a moment. But via WhatsApp, Consumer Protection Council, that was their name when I wrote them, swiftly intervened between me and an online store when the store refused to deliver the purchased item after I had paid in advance. Before I discovered them, I had written severely without any meaningful response from the online store. But once I contacted CPC, what had taken close to a year, I got a closure within 2 weeks. Kudos. Please keep it up. That's from Emark Gold. All right. Back in the third line, so we got Emmanuel from OG. Welcome. Please go on.
Yeah, very good evening. This is Emmanuel, and thanks for the program. And thanks for your guests for all they are doing. So, please, I just want to ask your guests, is it possible to report where you invested in an agri scheme? You're due for payment, and then the agri tech scheme is not paying you your return on investment, neither your capital. Is it a case that you need to take up?
What scheme?
An agri scheme.
Agri scheme, okay. Okay. Yeah, so, it's an investment in an agri scheme.
Yes. It's a duly registered organization. If it's a duly registered organization that is doing business in that line, yes, we can recover it. Because that is unfair, you know, business practice.
All right, Manu. Henry from South Road, you're welcome. Please go ahead.
Good evening.
Hello.
Good evening.
Go ahead.
I want to confirm in a situation where some group of persons came together, bought a transformer, and put low tension when they had approval from NEMSA, and they are connected, and PHED refused to compensate them. What happens in such a situation?
Okay, concerning that, see, NEC has a policy they have given to the discourse. Ordinarily, the NEC will even tell you, don't buy a transformer, don't buy anything for the discourse. But at times, because of pressure, you don't have lights for months, for weeks, for a year, for 2 years. So people gather, the community will gather, okay, let us get this transformer instead of us to die. If you don't apply, if you don't write to PHED, BEDEC, or any good distribution company, any of those discos, you don't write like Port Harcourt, if you don't write to PHED, and you people agree that when you purchase this transformer, that they will repay you back, or they will not bill you for 3 months, or 4 months, or thereabout. If you don't reach any agreement, you just go to the market and purchase the transformer, bring and install. PHED will not pay you back. They will dodge it. They will tell you that you did not tell them, and that they did not study the place to know whether it's viable or not viable. That is the trick. Sometimes they will even tell you to buy, and that they will do something with verbally, that they will not bill people for 3 or 4 months after installation. I can assure you that once installed, PHED are taking over ownership and you pay. So the trick there is that you have to write them, make sure they approve, you hold a copy that this transformer you're buying, they will pay back, or they will not bill you people for a certain number of months. Once that is done, and if they renege, just give us the letter, simple. And for once they hear our name, they will make peace with you people, because they know the kind of fine that can follow in their head, running to hundreds of millions of naira.
Well, we go to Nengi from Rupoku. Hello, Nengi, you're welcome. Go ahead.
Hi, Dayo. Good afternoon.
Hello.
Good afternoon to your guest there.
Go ahead, Nengi.
Yeah, so I have a challenge. I don't usually stay in land. I work offshore. So there's this Gold TV that are moving around my area. I call them, do a purchase of $6,900, and they said there is a Gold TV Max or something, 1 month fee subscription. And I said, okay, no problems, I'm going to get it, but I need to speak to the manager of the sales then that he shouldn't activate that particular decoder until when I'm back. I'll call them for them to do the activation for the 1 month free subscription to read. After a month plus or 2 months, I came back. I tried to do a connection of the GoTV. Unfortunately, the GoTV has not been activated, but it said the subscription on the decoder has expired. Why I didn't even use it at all. I went to their office and they told me that there's nothing they can do about it. So I don't know this case, because I discussed it with a friend of mine. He said it has happened to one of his friends like that also. He made a purchase. He asked them not to activate it until he calls them to do so. And they appreciated that fact that they would not do it until they had a call from him. So I don't know. To me, it sounds and it looks like frauds to me, because there was a communication. Even yet, there wasn't a written communication between the two parties, but there was a verbal communication that, look, don't
Nengi,
I'm not around.
Nengi, we're not noted.
Let me respond.
All right,
let me
respond. Go ahead,
please. Well, it is illegal. It is bad. It is wrong. But that can only work for you if there is written agreement. What is it you are talking about now? Because if you say he called, somebody can deny it. These are what things we are talking about. I will talk about receipt, give all receipt. If this thing you are talking about, you put it in writing, it's a simple matter. I may not even need to go to DSTV or whatever. I use phone to resolve this matter. If not, they will be in trouble, you know. Yeah. But if you didn't put it down, my brother, you can stay in your own house and frame this thing up.
Mr. Johnson, we have to wrap this up in a moment, very quickly. Yes. So in about 2 minutes, a quick question via WhatsApp. Someone's asking, how much will it cost to mobilize FCCPC officers? Does the person need to get a lawyer and all of that? Is any money required?
No, no money required. All you need is just to put it in writing, make two copies, so that we'll write the business partner or whoever you're having issues with. The person will also respond in writing. Then when we go to court, it does not concern the consumer. It is federal government and the service provider or the company that produce the product.
All right. So finally, can you give your contact information again?
Well, the contact information, our office in Port Harcourt is number 16 Hastrup Street. Hastrup is H-A-S-T-R-U-P along Elibamora's Link Road, Port Harcourt. It's not far from Cass. Then, where the platform is on now is at Garrison, St. Paul's Cathedral. If you walk into the cathedral from the Garrison there, on the left, if you move down on the left, you see Women's Hall. That is where we are meeting.
Okay, we must wrap this up right now. Thank you very much for your time.
You.
Johnson Osi is the South Zonal Coordinator with the FCCPC. Many thanks for the good work you're doing over there, and wish you the very best.
Thank you.